5 o'clock.
Like to welcome everybody to the December meeting of the Upper Trinity Crown Royal Conservation District Board. We're meeting here in our offices in Springtown, as well as online. If you're watching online and wish to speak either on a public comment or on an agenda item, if you'll hit the chat function and let Doug know so he can tell me at the appropriate time. Shannon, will you call roll, please, sir?
Jared Reynolds.
I'm here.
Bob Lusk.
Here.
Shannon Ave. Here. Jason Flint. Not here. Don Micah. Not yet. Justin Bradley.
Here.
Mike Berkeley. Not here. And Tracy Missler.
Here. We do have a quorum. If everybody please stand and join me in the pledges of the flags. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible. Doug, do we have anybody on public comment?
Yes, sir. Commissioner Jacob Holt.
If you'd introduce yourself so I didn't get it on the record, please, sir.
Yes, sir. Good evening. My name is Jacob Holt. I am the county commissioner for Parker County, Precinct 2, which is the northwest portion of Parker County. And I wrote out some comments and spell checked them and made sure that I don't send them to them. So, let's go. So thank you, first of all, for the opportunity to speak to y'all. Appreciate everything you all did. I am here to urge this board to move forward quickly to the best of your ability with updated water conservation regulations to the entire district, including Parker County. Parker County is in a challenging position, as I'm sure you all know. Here's a few facts. We're one of the 10 fastest growing counties in the entire nation. That's out of more than 3,000 counties since 2020. Most of our residents rely, at least in part, on groundwater for their daily use. Our aquifers are declining at a rate that makes it impossible to meet the originally recommended desired future emissions. Or as I like to say, Springtown was called Springtown because there were springs. There ain't no springs in it. Texas counties have very limited authority under Texas law to do anything about that. Chapter 232 gives us a little bit, not much. We have a little bit in 35019 of the water code, but that's only if there's certain conditions. Our current path is not sustainable. Since taking office in January of 2023, I've heard from countless residents who are very worried about our water future. Nearly everyone that I speak with puts water as one of the top three issues in Parker County. They put it right up there with traffic and with property taxes, so you know it's a big deal. This issue matters deeply to the people that I represent every day in Parker County. We need to act, and we need to act with urgency. I know that this board has explored similar solutions before, including in 2018 and 2019. At that time, there was not broad support for Parker County. But the world has changed since then. With our rapid population growth, I believe that road residents and much of county leadership now sees that we must find a sustainable path forward. I'm here today as the commissioner for Precinct 2. I'm not pretending that I speak on behalf of the entire commissioner's court, but I am committing my full support to reasonable common sense improvements to our water regulations to find a sustainable path. Over the past 2.5 years, I've worked very closely with Mr. Shaw, Mr. Native, and more recently with Mr. Bradley to try to advance these calls. They can tell you that I take this very seriously and that I'm committed to real solutions. With all that, I respectfully ask the board to continue pushing forward towards stronger, more effective water conservation measures. Do so as quickly as possible. Bottom line, here to help. Any way I can, you have my full support. Thank you.
Hey,
What recommendations do you
Whoa,
have?
whoa, 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 whoa.
Okay.
He knows where I'm going right now because under public comment, we cannot respond.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
It would have to be an agenda item so the public would know we're going to be discussing this, and
Okay.
then we could respond at that time.
Oops.
So, and he faced the same thing on Commissioner's Court. So,
Mr. Busk, I originally had to go somewhere else after this. I no longer have to go there, so I'm just going to.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you very much, Commissioner. Anything else? If not, public hearings, receive any public comments, requests to contest, and general manager's report and recommendations regarding the following applications for permits, permit amendments, and/or requests for exceptions, the district's water well spacing or minimum tract size requirements. 1A, applicant owner Bluebonnet Highway Inc., located out of Decatur, operating permit system ID 178W. Doug?
Yes, sir. Basically, the entirety of our agenda is these three hearings. They're all really small permits. I'm going to go through them pretty quick. You guys let me know if you have any questions. First one's Bluebonnet Highway Inc. This is a naturist resort. Is that the proper way to say it? Northwest of Decatur.
You can look it up.
Look it up, bro.
Not critical to the
Oh,
to the permit.
to the permit.
Oh, fair enough.
they've got a historic use permit with us already. They've seen some increased demand, and they're not looking to drill any wells. They're asking for additional allocation. Of course, they have a historic use permit, so they're seeking an operating permit. Based on the way we allocate, they've got just over 97, almost 98 acres. Aquifer is only about 151 feet thick up there. They've actually drilled through it. And with their deduction for 1.75 million gallons, 1.705 million gallons for their historic use permit, there's still about 5.6 million gallons left for allocation. They're asking for 734,600 gallons per year, which is actually pretty small volume. That is based on their actual usage for the first 6 months of this year, extrapolated out through the end of the year.
That for washing machines or
I mean, they're probably not using a lot of them, are they, Shannon?
heaters?
If you want to, funny, I got a whole story about this place my first year here. So it's we can go. I was asked to come to a meeting out there, and no,
What do you
not
wear?
not everybody. I was clothed. Not everybody else was. But they've justified their use, what they've requested. It tracks out. So my recommendation is approval of this permit in the volume of 734,000 gallons, 734,600 gallons a year.
Board have any questions, General Manager?
Pertaining to the amount of water or permit or something else?
Let's deal with the permit.
Okay.
How many units they have out there right now, Doug?
They have
So they do have
70,
water.
75 connections.
How many? You're saying 60 slots are filled? Are they going to come back and want more if they fill those other 15, or you think they're good with it?
I doubt it.
Good.
And they may in the future. I think this will probably cover them for the first, for next several years.
Okay. How many of those acres are covered?
None of them.
That was kind of what I shouldn't ask, but
it's pretty open out there.
It is.
Yeah.
Would the
Yeah,
chair
they've got
entertain a
a
motion?
they've got kind of a little
I have a motion.
Yeah.
they've got a little facility with a pool, and then they've
Okay.
got some RVs out there. Most of it's open country.
I'm going to get in trouble if you don't.
Y'all get
I'm not
on
sure the four of you aren't already in trouble.
it. I move that we accept the general manager's recommendation.
Go ahead, here a second.
I'll second that.
Any further appropriate discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 1B, applicant owner Crescent Bluff Vineyards LLC, operating out of Fort Worth, operating permit system ID 113-A. H. Doug?
Yes, sir. This one's a little bit interesting. Well, I'll get there. This is a vineyard and a little winery right just southwest of Crescent, right there in the northeast part of the county. Formerly, this was land fund manager. They provided water for years and years for oil and gas activity in the Barnett Shale up until about middle of the last decade. And these wells have kind of been inactive since. They put in this water a while back. They finally notified us. They transferred the well over, and then they've applied for an operating permit for the purpose of. So the vineyard itself, agriculture is exempt. The water use that they're asking for under the permit is for landscape irrigation around the facility, and then for the tasting room. And I guess for the actual production of the wine. Under our allocation, they could get up to just under 1 million gallons a year. However, they asked for 1 million. You can see my write-up here. You know, the way our rules are written, you know, you get the lesser of that maximum volume that's available, which is just under 1 million gallons, or what you can justify. They sent justification to us, and this is verbatim what they sent, saying they're going to need 28,000 gallons a year. I personally think that's really low, but that is all they've provided us justification for, and I cannot tell somebody what to ask for on a permit. And I'm not going to recommend, and I don't think our legal counsel's not here, but I think he would strongly encourage that I did not recommend some huge volume above what they actually justified. I fully expect that they'll come back middle of the year and be like, we did not know what we were asking for, and have to amend their permit. My recommendations, approval of the permit, we added 10%. This is pretty common. It gives them up to 31,000 gallons a year. But my recommendation is approval of that permit and that volume, 31,319 gallons a year.
I'm reading this correctly. They're not asking for anything for irrigation of the crops.
No, that's exempt.
Exempt. Okay.
Yeah, it's agriculture.
Okay. That may be
viticulture, horticulture, agriculture. We exempt all that.
that they may be pumping, but it's exempt, so it wouldn't neuter.
Right. So what I explained to them when we met with them here is the best thing for them to do, the easiest thing for them to do would be split the wellhead and have, you know, an unmetered line going over to the vineyard itself, to the grapes, and then the metered stuff going over to the rest of the facility.
Quick divergence. Is that a state mandated
No, that is
or
just one of the things that we discuss internally. I don't know if that's in the rules or not. I think we talk about split meters, but that's common practice.
yes, the question is not
Oh,
metering the irrigation water.
no, that's a district. That's a district
So
requirement.
if the rules were revisited in the future,
Yes.
those could be metered,
Correct.
not necessarily charged.
Correct.
A meter so that they can be kept track of.
Right. So state law says that you can permit and require meters and fees for agriculture use, irrigated agriculture. So, but we can only charge, I think it's $1 an acre foot. So it's a much, much reduced fee that
But
you could charge them.
was so decided in the future,
Correct. And they could be limited under a permit for that too.
we could be require it to be just metered.
Right.
So we can keep track of how much water is
Yes.
being used
Yes, we
for
could.
all irrigate for
You
all
could.
agricultural
You
irrigation.
could. You could. It is legal under the law.
I recall it, and that discussion came up when I first got on the board, that it was really not economically prudent for the property owner and already having enough pushback. We didn't want to aggravate another class of people.
Right.
And Director Berkeley could correct me on that.
Right, I think in discussions with Brian is, I mean, let's just be real. You get the Farm Bureau after you, right? Would have made things a lot more difficult getting their district up and running, right?
And
And there wasn't a lot of irrigated ag in the area.
there is very, at that point in time, there was very little irrigated ag in the county. In fact, I know of only one pivot in Monte County, and that was Jerry's, Newlands, Nunley's rather.
We could hurry up.
Huh?
He comes so we can hurry.
Oh, you're trying to get done before he gets here?
On this same issue, would vanity ponds and other makeup water for water rights fall under the same category that they
No,
would?
they have that is not exempt. Right. So if vanity ponds, they have to meter, they have to report, they have to pay fees.
What if it's a lake for irrigation or watering cattle?
If it's for watering cattle, it's exempt.
But would it fall under the same potential irrigation meter?
Correct.
So that we would be allowed to require a meter if the rules were changed?
We could, yes, sir.
Okay.
We'll hold that thought when we get around to rules next first part of the year. Any other questions from the board? For the general manager's recommendation, approve the amount of 31,319 gallons.
Yes. So move.
Motion by Director Knave.
And this is 110% of requested.
Yes.
I'll second that one.
Second by Director Lusk. We hear any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
For the record, Director Berkeley abstains because he got here during the middle of conversation. Item 1C, owner Lunamar Properties, Inc. out of Decatur, operating permit system 206W. Doug?
Yes, sir. This is immediately north of Decatur, just north of the golf course. Basically, they're putting in a new driving range. There's like a little clubhouse. I think they're going to have a bar and other kind of facilities there. There's an existing well on the property, and they're looking to drill a new well, both of which are, you know, 15-ish gallons a minute, but to combine, it's more than 17. So therefore, they had to apply for an operating permit. And you see the proposed well meets all spacing requirements. It's 50 foot. So it's clearly 50 foot from the property line and 150 foot from the other well. So it meets our requirements there. Yes, sir.
Go back. Do we not have depth, casing diameter, and pump size or projected?
Oh. I didn't catch that when I was going over it.
So now we know.
It's a, I think it was either one or one and a half horse pump. Depth is 300 feet. Oh, right here. Hold on.
Yeah, 300 feet. In your
yep, 300 feet. Yep. Yep. So it's 300 feet, probably a horse and a half pump. Under an operating permit, they could get up to just over 7 million gallons a year. They're requesting 2.5. That's based on, and most of this water is for irrigation. Their irrigator, the gentleman who installed the irrigation system, provided us with the specs, and that's where that 2.43 million came from. And they added another 70,000 gallons for other use on the property. My recommendation is approval of the operating permit in the amount of 2.5 million gallons.
Do you have any questions? Sure. And a motion to approve the general manager's recommendation.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Director Reynolds, here a second.
I'll second it.
Second by Director Bradley. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. That concludes our hearings. Regular meeting agenda includes consent agenda, which is routine and customary items. The board can take action on all of them at one time, or any board member can pull one to be considered separately. This month, the consent agenda includes approval of minutes from the regular board meeting on November 20th, approval of bank statement ending November 28th, and current financial reports to the district, approval of investment report, payment of bills and invoices received through December 11th, reimbursements for expenses incurred on behalf of the district through December 11th, and approval of request for an extension application submitted through December 11th. We have any other additional bills?
Yes, sir. I have an invoice from our attorney for $8,494.54 that I'd like to add.
Any others?
No, sir.
Include that additional invoice to this. Chair can entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda. Motion by Director Lusk. Do I hear a second?
Second.
I'll second. Any further questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. General Management Report on Administrative and Operational Issues. Doug?
Yeah, I don't have a whole lot to add. So, you know, we've talked about rules. Shannon mentioned it. Commissioner Holt had brought that up. I expect a draft. So, you know, I've let y'all know, I think, when was it? We went down there and met with Brian. That was in the fall. Spent a day with Brian, laid out even to some of the things you had mentioned, we're just talking about Shannon, we laid out, we went into great detail on ideas that we had have. Brian's going to put some of that stuff together. Hopefully by the end of the year, my goal would be to have early next year, have a executive committee meeting, maybe virtually, to kind of discuss the big concepts. And then we're probably going to need to schedule a work session where it's going to take a while for me to go through all the proposed changes with you guys. If y'all want to break that up into a couple different work sessions, we can do it however y'all want, but it's going to take a minute for me to go through it all with you, because it's not a complete overhaul, but we're adding a bunch of stuff. There's a lot of nuance to what we're doing. And a lot of the things that, you know, I've conceptually visited with Commissioner Holt about some of these ideas. And there are some pretty, not big changes, but there are some things that I'd like the board to consider. So hopefully, and our attorney's not on the line, but hopefully he will follow through and get me a draft before the end of the year, early next year, so that I can get that out to you guys and we can start scheduling some workshops to go over this stuff.
Are we shooting for June 30th effective date? Or are you shooting for January 1?
I mean, Tracy, you know how these things go, right?
That's why I'm asking.
Right. It all depends on how long and how many hearings we have and how long it plays out. Realistically, I think we'll probably be adopting middle of the year, so it'll probably be a January 1 of 27 effective date.
I know when we did the permanent rules, we had like an October 15th deadline. We actually got it accomplished, I think, in August of that year.
Mm-hmm.
Effective date of January 1.
And some of the things will go into effect, and it depends how we're going. Some of the things could go into effect immediately, and some of the things we could say will go into effect, you know, at a later date. But some of the discussions, right?
Is your thoughts that if there's anything that has additional fees or changes, make that January 1 just so it's contiguous with what we already do?
Well, I don't think that fees, but I think there's some changes that we want to give folks some lead time, right? So definitely want to give at least a 6-month lead time on some of these things. But like I said, hopefully early next year, we can start having some workshops. And once we get them, I'll let you guys know. You know, the first few, probably going to be best if you guys could come here. We go in there, and I could, like, just break everything down, and we go through it piece by piece.
We need to try to have these workshops completed by the end of March.
That would be great.
Because if we're going to have to have public hearings, is it going to be one, or is it going to be two, or is it going to be four?
It's what you guys would like to do. So, I mean, we could do it. We've done them. We've done road show in the past, but that's up to you guys. I would like to have everything buttoned up and being able to roll it out for hearings by April or in April or May, right? Start, because, you know, we got to do publish notice in newspapers and all that stuff. And there's, you know, lead time up to that first hearing. And so I would like to be publishing notice in April if possible. But it may be May, but I'd like to get it done and adopted by the summer. That'd be my goal. So, but I'll let you guys know. Again, I've met with Commissioner Holt, and we've talked about some things, some ideas he has. Now, if you guys have any other ideas, a lot of them, Shannon, some things you've mentioned, we're on the same page. I've already talked to Sledge about some of these ideas. But yeah, hopefully we'll be looking at something soon.
Pass it by, to what extent do you pass it by the county
commission?
What time in the process?
So what I would like to do would be to sit down with you guys and make sure we're all on the same page, right? Not necessarily get the final everything buttoned up, but concepts, right? Saying, yes, these are conceptually the things and the changes we want to make. And then I will start visiting with county commissioners to make sure we're not going to have an uprising on our hands.
How soon could you get us the concepts, like, not the language? The language mm-hmm. is where the, you know, devil is in the detail.
So
just that general, okay, we're going to change A.
Okay, yeah, I could B. I could get that to you guys. Well, it'll be early next year. I could visit with you if you want to call and I could talk to you.
Actually, could you include that in the January manager's report to us?
Right. I will.
Give us something
I'll. To start.
Well, you know, and I know everybody slept and since then, but we did have an executive committee meeting, and I kind of went over some of the big concepts with you guys then. That was a couple months ago. But, yeah, I could easily do that. So that's all I've got on my report. Everybody else has been pretty busy. Things are slowing down for the end of the year. Well, registrations are slowing down. Got several GACs in-house that we're reviewing, ones with issues. We've got three injection wells that we have protested. Some issues with some of them we're still waiting on. So,
I think one of them is O'Neill, and he's actually hung up the Railroad Commission because they can't find the paper record for the log for the original well.
Right.
So he's battling with them. If he can get that cleared up with them, it'll probably take care of it.
Right.
He has a log 170 feet away.
So. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's the one I've just been talking to our attorneys about, that one.
Yeah.
But they got to use – well, it's actually not the log. Their groundwater, base of usable groundwater, they're using that location at a different well rather than saying it. It's fairly simple what they have to do, and they're just not doing it. So,
I don't think – is it the driller or is it the TEAST, Railroad Commission?
It's on the applicant. They're not providing the Railroad Commission didn't lose anything. The applicant's not providing the proper information.
Well, you'll get another phone call.
And that's all I have on my report, guys.
Okay. Item 4, review line item expenditures and adopt budget amendments, including moving assigned funds from Rainwater Harvesting Grant Program Fund to the 2025 budget and take necessary action. Doug?
Yep. This is standard end of the year. Clean up the budget. And then we got to move some additional funds into the rainwater harvesting line item to cover some of the costs we've got so far. Total transfers are $94,200.
I know you told us, what was the facilities development?
That was mostly just stuff around here. I mean, that's
commissioning for the new, or is that
no, that's on next. That's on next year. Yeah.
We didn't have any major facilities additions this year.
No, just a little bit of repairs here and there.
I'm glad we got the parking lot paved.
I am too. That's what it was. It was the lights. I don't know if y'all noticed that face outwards out there by the parking lot. That's what most of that was. Thank you, man.
So we approve the
budget amendments, budget and transfer amendments, funds. And
transfer of funds.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Second by Director Reynolds. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. General Counsel is not online, are they?
Nope. We saved us some money this month.
Good.
No, Brian had another meeting, and he asked if I want anybody else on. I was like, no, let's save us some money.
Not for this agenda.
No.
What's our meeting date next? I haven't looked.
It's January
15th. January 15th.
Next meeting is January 15th, 2026, here in our offices at 5 p.m. Obviously, if you have anything you need to add to the agenda, get with Doug or myself, and we'll get it on there for you. If there's nothing else, show we're adjourned at 5:29.
Okay. What did I drive on?